from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
How about a Patriots Hall of Famer, Drew Bledsoe, joining us here on Jones and Keefe. How are we doing, Drew?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's happening?
Oh, not too much. Just getting ready for week one for the Patriots, reacting to last night's opener. Drew Bledsoe, brought to us by FanDuel. They have some cool stuff going on. So we'll get his thoughts on that and what's available to FanDuel users out there if you want to sign up in a moment. I'm curious, though, Drew, your thoughts on the Patriots and their handling of a young quarterback. You were thrown into the fire your rookie year. You played. You got hurt. You came back. The team picked up steam late in 93. You carried that momentum into 94. How do you think the Patriots are handling Drake May and his transition to the NFL?
Yeah, you know, obviously I'm not there for practice, right? So, you know, this is just philosophical. But philosophically, I like what they're doing. And partly, you know, is because it's largely because of Jacoby Brissett. I mean, you know, this guy's a veteran quarterback. He's played well for a long time. And, you know, I know he's going to be a great mentor for Drake, but he also helped him win games in the short term. And then philosophically, you know, look, I was thrown right in there. I felt like I was ready for it. Obviously, Parcells felt like I was ready for it. But, you know, there's also a benefit to sitting and watching. And I didn't learn that until I got hurt my rookie year. You know, I got to sit and watch three games. And by just standing on the sidelines and watching for three games, it seemed like that slowed the whole thing down a little bit. So philosophically, I agree with this. And I also think that Jacoby's an outstanding quarterback, and he may help them win some games in the near term, you know, while they're getting Drake ready.
What are your memories from your NFL debut? Because I went back and looked this up. You, week one, were taking on Bruce Smith and the defending AFC champion Buffalo Bills and all their talent on defense. What was that like going into a game against that incredible team?
It was terrifying. I mean, you know, I'm standing out there. I'm out there playing catch, warming up, and here comes Bruce Smith walking down the tunnel. And you know, 5 months earlier, I'd watched these guys in the Super Bowl from my dorm room in Pullman, Washington. You know, and so I'm like, man, I don't belong here. This just didn't feel right. You know, and then Jim Kelly, one of my heroes, comes running out of the tunnel. Now he was at least nice enough to, you know, run by and pat me on the butt and say, hey, good luck, Rook. You know, I was like, oh, well, you know, thank you, Mr. Kelly. You know, it's like he wanted his autograph at that point. But it was head spinning. You hear people talk about this all the time, but then at some point you figure out, okay, we're playing football and I know how to do this. But it was, you know, the pregame part of it was absolutely terrifying.
When was the moment, maybe it was your rookie year, where you looked around and you said, okay, I don't necessarily have that self-doubt anymore, what you were just saying. Now I'm a football player. I'm here. I can do it. I've done it my whole life. When was that moment?
You know, there were a few moments, but one happened in that game. You know, that was Bruce Armstrong, our Hall of Fame left tackle. had just come back off of a devastating knee injury, and Bruce Smith got the best of him, beat him inside, and he put one of those hits on me that, you know, used to be legal. Today he would have been thrown out of the league for what he did with his helmet right in the middle of my shoulder blades. But he put that hit on me, and then I popped back up and kept playing. I was like, okay, cool. You know, this is the baddest dude on the planet, but he didn't kill me, so I guess I can keep playing.
I know we're going back a few months now, but what's the reaction been like since the Tom Brady roast and even since the dynasty? Because it seems like all of a sudden, Drew, there was this time, and now that, you know, Brady's career is over, we're looking back on it a lot more. And back-to-back, as Patriots fans, we got a chance to see you a lot. I think you were really one of the highlights of the Dynasty documentary, which not a lot of fans loved overall, but we enjoyed the parts that you were in. And then the roast, which seemed like an absolute blast and sort of a cool experience, I'm sure, for a lot of players and ex-players that don't get a chance to do that stuff normally. But what has that response been like following those two things?
You know, it's been pretty crazy. You know, the Dynasty piece, you know, I think that was more, you know, when I would come back to New England, you know, people would mention it and talk about it, and it was, you know, I'm not sure that the rest of the country, you know, watched it as much, and if they did, it was because, you know, it was because they wanted to see the bad parts that the Patriots fans hated. But the roast was kind of a phenomenon. You know, it just seemed like, you know, people out of the woodwork, you know, walking through the airport, or some dude riding by on his bicycle or whatever. The number of people that watched that was pretty astounding. And then the other thing that I thought was pretty cool coming out of the roast was that, you know, look, I thought I was kind of pushing it a little bit, and it turns out I was totally PG compared to what everybody else was doing. You know, it was all of a sudden it was okay to laugh at stuff again. You know, it seemed like for such a long period of time, you know, if you went and made a joke that was over the line, all of a sudden you were canceled. And instead, like, coming out of this, like, oh, you know, okay, we can laugh at this stuff again. And I think that's, for me personally, I think that's important. We've got to be able to, mm-hmm. to be able to laugh at the hard stuff. You know, you got to be able to laugh at the difficult stuff. It's like, kind of, it's a great way to, it's a great therapy. And I just was so happy that coming out of that, nobody got canceled for, you know, making a bad joke.
No, it seemed like unanimously it was loved. And I'm curious, like, the lead up that night and then be a little bit after, what was it like kind of working with those comedians? You have people from two different worlds. You had sort of one half of the stage was these great players, and the other half you have these great comedians, and then everybody kind of coming together and you know, roasting each other throughout the night. But how was that?
It was really fun. You know, there was the comedians across the board were incredibly kind people. We got to hang out with them more, you know, afterwards. You know, we did the after party, and then we went to the comedy store late night and watched Dave Chappelle at about 2 a.m.
Oh, nice.
That's why I had to do the Dan Patrick show the next morning at 7 a.m. I was about as fuzzy as I've ever been. You know, I don't think we got in bed till about 4:30 a.m. But they're all just incredibly kind. And Nikki Glaser, who is just a trained killer on stage, is like one of the kindest people you could ever meet. It's just so weird. I told her she's like a Bond villain. You know, she's just this pretty, super sweet lady that then is an absolute trained killer when she takes the stage. It was pretty cool.
So that's it's similar to Bill Belichick in some ways, Drew. He, for years, shunned the media, spit at the media. Now he's not only transitioning to the media, but he's also on social media. I don't know if you saw this. He's on Instagram now. You have any thoughts on Bill and his second career, if you will?
You know, I'm happy for him. You know, if he's happy doing this, I'm happy for him. You know, he's been all football, all time, you know, working incredible hours for Billy his entire life. And if he's able to make that switch and, you know, enjoy some free time and enjoy doing some of these things that football coaches miss out on for their whole career, then I'm really happy for him. I will be curious, though, because, you know, we've all seen some of these coaches that, you know, like Sean Payton, you know, I thought he was done forever and just going to ride off into the sunset. Next thing you know, he's back coaching. So it's in their blood. So I'll be very curious to see after a year whether he's able to settle into that lifestyle and just enjoy himself, or whether he's going to have to go back in and start coaching.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'll be curious to see, and I'll bet I'm guessing that Bill doesn't know right now. So you know, he's got to get in and do it for a year and see if he can turn off that coach switch, or if he's just got to get back in there. So my guess is he probably doesn't know what that means yet. But I'm hopeful for him if he can do that and just kind of chill out and relax a little bit. I mean, obviously it's still work to do TV, but that's a few hours a day, not 100 hours a week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are your expectations for Brady in the booth?
I think he's going to do well. You know, like he's going to prepare. He's going to do what Tom does. He's going to work it to death. You know, obviously he knows his football. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit of a, you know, the learning curve, because there's a rhythm to it, right? It's not just knowledge. It's almost like you're in a two-man band and you got to learn to play together and make music rather than just dispensing knowledge. So there'll be a learning curve, for them certainly. But I know that they probably at this point have called 50 games together, you know, privately for practice. So I know he'll do a great job at it. He'll put in the work and make himself great at it.
Patriots Hall of Famer Drew Bledsoe. He's brought to you by FanDuel, America's only sports book to partner with YouTube and roll out a new NFL Sunday ticket offer for fans who want to catch more action at kickoff. FanDuel customers who bet $5, that's it, will receive a 3-week free trial for the NFL Sunday ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV, which allows fans to watch and wager on their favorite teams around the league. YouTube is the home of the NFL Sunday ticket, which gives fans access to live out-of-market Sunday afternoon games throughout the NFL season. And those new customers, again, bet the $5. You get the 3 weeks for a free trial. Drew, how'd you get involved with FanDuel, and why are you working with them?
They reached out to me, and I've stayed away, honestly, from the gaming space. You know, look, we have a winery, so we're already invested in one vice. I felt like I should not embrace another vice, but you know, they really are. They're serious about promoting responsible gaming. You know, this is supposed to be entertainment. You know, rather than they don't want people out gambling. You know, gambling real dollars that are going to affect their lives. And so, you know, that's part of the reason that I'm with them, is to share that message. Like, hey, bet on your favorite team, but, you know, bet something that's an entertainment type dollar, not something that's going to matter to your family. But it's a pretty cool deal. I mean, you bet $5 and you get 3 weeks of a Sunday ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV. I've been super happy with the move over to YouTube TV for Sunday ticket. It just seems like it works pretty seamlessly. Plus, I think if it's your first time jumping on the app, I think your first $5, you get like $200 bonus cash from FanDuel. So, pretty good deal. And but I'm happy with the partnership with them, mostly because they're trying to be responsible with what they're doing.
New customers, as you said, you bet $5 for the first time. You also receive $200 in bonus bets. For more information, visit FanDuel.com/YouTube. Drew, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and don't be a stranger.
All right, I appreciate it, and good luck to the Pats this week. Let's start turning this thing around, man. I'm excited to see it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you, Drew.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.